Hello and welcome to Star Wars Geek Girl. I'm Zoe, and as usual, I'm here with Lizzie.
Hi!
And we are going to be talking about some Star Wars going on.
Star Wars.
Yes, very exciting stuff.
Star Wars Geek Girl. They're geek girls that like Star Wars. And sometimes cry.
So, we are talking about episode 9. Oh, there's things on our notes.
There's nothing on our notes.
Episode 9, The Harbinger. I think I'm saying that right. It's one of those words I've read a lot, but I don't know if I've heard it. I probably have. I think it's Harbinger.
I'm scarred by baloney when I was little.
Baloney is a stupid word.
I was like best of the class reader. I was proud of that. I was like, yes, I can read better and faster than anyone, and I read level 5 books in the library. Beat that. And then we had to read aloud, and I confidently was like, yes, okay, I'm gonna read now. And it was like, yeah. And my bologna sandwich, everyone pointed and freaking laughed at me. And I was like, what word is this? What is this? And I was told it was bologna. And like, how stupid I was, how idiotic that I didn't know the word bologna in third grade.
Whoa, wait, hold on. Something just popped up. I can edit your name. Your name. Hold on. I just wanna... It just popped up. Look at that.
Thanks. Thanks!
What the heck? That's crazy. It just lets me do all sorts of things. I'll put it back. What, do you have a Saj fan group?
2000.
2000.
Because I think it's funny.
That's crazy.
So baloney. I hate that word.
Some Lizzie lore. You know what? And when I was a kid, I had like an opposite thing where I don't remember having a moment where I would read baloney wrong, but I would write baloney. I would spell it B-A-L-O-N-E-Y. That's what it's like. But no, yeah. We got G's in there, man.
Bologna.
Bologna, bro. What the heck?
Yeah, no, I hate that word. Harbinger? I think Harbinger?
Harbinger? Harbinger? Harbinger of Destruction. But not, no, this is just the Harbinger.
Yeah, okay.
It's not called that. That's I feel like that's usually the way I hear it. It's a Harbinger of Destruction. Like, no one's ever, like, the Harbinger of smiles and good times. It's always, like...
Of good news.
Yeah.
Of presence.
Right, it's always, like... Harbinger of evil. I mean, it's a dope word, to be honest. I think we should use it more.
Yeah, we should use it more so I actually know what it is when
so I know how to say it.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you have spoiler-free thoughts?
Favorite episode? Favorite episode... I wish I knew, like, it was gonna be this episode, so I could have gone home, because I passed out. I didn't even watch it yesterday. My dad sent me, like, happy Bad Batch Day text, and I was like, oh yeah, Bad Batch. And I was like, oh, did you watch it? Like, what happens? Like, should I come home? And he was like, no, I haven't watched it yet. Are you coming home? Sleep. I completely fell asleep. So, it's great. There's a lot more light in this episode, so I could actually see it.
This is true.
So, points for there being light, and that means that it has overwhelmingly high score. So yeah, that's my spoiler free as I can get. What about you?
Yeah, I don't know if I call it my favorite episode. It's definitely very high up there, but it's hard. But I adored it.
Not your favorite episode?
Not for like real? I don't know. I mean, I liked it a lot for Miss Asajj. I just, you know, there's other episodes
that I
like. Yeah, my bad. Hey, you know what? If you're listening to a Star Wars podcast and you haven't yet got it spoiled that Asajj Ventress is in this episode, I don't know how. Like, I truly don't know how.
I didn't. I got spoiled somehow from the last episode, and that was just Fennec. It wasn't even Asajj. Like, you know?
I don't know, man. Oh, well, yeah, maybe. But, I mean, it was,
It's fine.
I don't know, it could be. There's just so many good episodes.
No, that's fair.
It's, you know, it's up there.
I just had to,
like, I don't know if it beats Hera, that's the thing.
What about this season?
This season? Probably my favorite this season, okay. So far.
Because, well, yeah, no, you're right, no one can beat Hera, but this was pretty good.
It was very good. Yeah, I loved it, it's weird because I appreciate the Bad Batch not being such a force-centered show in some ways, but I also think I really appreciated the way it was included in this episode and how it shows, you know, the Force is part of everything, even when you aren't talking about it. It's a lot of doors were opened, a lot of questions were brought up, not a lot of answers. But things I'm sure that will be answered, if not in this show, in another show or something. And just, it was very good. I'm very excited to talk about it with spoilers.
With bigger spoilers. Let's get into it.
Let's just dive right in.
So, okay, first, this part was, the beginning was, like, extraordinarily funny, because this part was dark, like, not, like, dark, like, gloomy or, like, mm-hmm. you know, gory. It was, like, it was just a dark scene, right? And, hold on. Sorry? Okay. It was literally, like, you couldn't see nothing, because, you know, Omega is following Batcher, and Batcher's growling at, like, the cave, and she's like, no, we've been in here, like, so many times, why are you being so weird? And, you know, they go in, and she, like, Omega goes in, and is like, and, like, you know, it's supposed to, like, thinking back to it now, especially because we saw Asajj's ship later, and it was a lot brighter, I couldn't see nothing in there. she gasped, and I was like, what are we gasping at? And then, like, thankfully, Asajj is, like, deathly white, like, just straight up so white that she, like, popped out of this dark space, which was really probably the point. But I was like, oh, there, I see what we're gasping at.
But yeah, honestly, Asajj Ventress lurking in the darkness was, like, so her. Yes. It was also just, do you think she, like, just got there, and then she heard some little kid coming over, and she's like, oh, this will be funny. Or do you think she was there, and she was just, like, waiting, and waiting, and waiting for someone to, like, come into the little dark cave so she could do that?
I don't know. I mean, she might have just, like, got there a bit ago, and then she was, like, trying to run some stuff and, like, do research, and then she heard, like, a little kid. But also, I think it would be funny if she was just like, there's a kid coming. Okay, gotta creep. Alright? Alright, boom. But that was funny. I liked seeing her a lot, just because I, like, almost cried seeing her. So I was like, I don't understand why you're here, but I love it. And, you know, and then, like, the Bad Batch come over and they're like, hey, what? Who are you? What's going on?
And she's like, don't worry about it.
Yeah, she's like, no, it's fine. It's cool. You literally wanted to see me. So then they talk about Omega. Well, Omega, I guess she's a kid still. But she was, like, trying to be like, yeah, my friend has a high M count. I'm a Jedi?
Like, yeah.
That was so silly and so cute. But I just, yeah. Asajj, she looks so good. Her face has, like, cracks or something in it.
Yeah,
though.
There's some lines that, right? Stuff going on. Yeah. So I wonder if that's related to whatever's up with that, with her whole, her whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and because it's interesting too, because the Clone Wars, like, everything was always very textured, like everything looked like it had been painted, which I was really appreciated about the art style. I thought it was really cool. Yeah. But see, everything was very, and then the Bad Batch. And we talked about this way when the Bad Batch started. Way back then, but it was like the Bad Batch to me felt like starting to transition into that Rebels era where a lot of the textures are a bit smoother and stuff like that. So, like, that makes, like, for me, like, the inclusion of that texture on her face really, like, really extra interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's got her hair cut, she's got a new outfit. Although, I have to say, personally,
same blue, this one.
I think I was, I think I liked the old bounty hunter outfit more. In the Clone Wars, with, like, the little sash thingies going on. I mean, this is a very cool outfit. She still had a little snake guy.
Yeah. Like, you know what I liked? Vos Gala. That's an interesting idea. That would be crazy.
That would be so crazy. Yeah, and she's got a yellow lightsaber, but it's a different yellow lightsaber. Because the hilt they always, or the images they had, I guess technically, unless they described it in extreme detail, I guess technically this could have been the yellow lightsaber she always had, but her old yellow lightsaber was, like, straight and had some stuff going on, where this is one is another one of her curved ones. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting. She's got a haircut, she looks great.
Whole makeover. I'm wondering if my mom is gonna do this costume. Because she should. But also, it's a lot of work. Mm. but, yeah. So basically, she's, you know, Asajj is now like, okay, we're gonna see your M count. Which my thing was, well, later, like, they find out. But, like, I was like, dude, just, like, be like, that one guy in Phantom Menace, Qui-Gon, and just pull out a thingy, draw her blood.
I know. That's what I was thinking, but I was also like, because when Qui-Gon did that, like, the little thingy didn't actually test it. He had to send it to the Naboo cruiser, and that Obi-Wan tested it. They sent the data. So I wonder if, like, she doesn't...
Send it to Obi-Wan.
She doesn't have a little... I guess Naboo Star Cruisers have labs on them. And I guess maybe her ship doesn't. But it's like, does she have anyone she trusts that can test blood for midichlorians? Like, you know, like, who's out there that's doing fair. that for good reason? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's
fair. I always, yeah.
I did think of that. Send it. Yeah. But also, it was just interesting because her tests were interesting because the first one felt pretty standard, like, okay, testing Jedi reflexes, I guess. And the second one, I don't think the second one was really a test. I think she's literally just getting rid of Omega for a little bit.
I think it was more like, okay, the grown-ups have to talk. Go fetch.
Yeah, that, I really, really enjoyed. That fight scene was awesome. That was so cool. Yes. But I really liked how they didn't know who she was. They looked up text files, because if a tech would have known who she was. Where they had to like look at text files.
They Wikipedia'd her.
Techopedia.
Literally.
And they were like, oh, she's done some stuff. Because you see, the Wikipedia or the Techopedia didn't have the Dark Disciple stuff in it.
Not updated.
Yeah, Tech was behind on his novels. But yeah. It was also like, and people pointed this out, but it was like, I see why Rex and Echo weren't here this time. Because they would have been like, I know you. Like, instantly.
Yeah.
They both have, especially Rex, have some one-on-one experience with her.
Yeah. My thing is, I was a little upset at the Bad Batch. Obviously not, like, upset. But I was just like, because, you know, they look her up, and then they see her, and instead of, like, just kind of, like, asking her about it, or being, like, because sometimes they're, like, you know, even sassily, they didn't even ask anything. They were just like, get out.
Yeah. And I mean, I was, but, like, to be fair, her resume?
Not great.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, and especially like they, you know, I don't know how much they read, I don't know if they just like skimmed it or like, you know, but she orchestrated an attack on Topoka City. She's killed a lot of clones. It's like she's hit some real personal spots for them. But yeah,
but and then,
you know, Asajj, you know, all things considered, took it pretty well. Like, you know, I feel like Asajj took it well, though.
Yeah, I mean, you know. And that was my other thing, is, like, I was worried, because I figured that she wasn't going to tell them anything, and it was going to be, like, kind of, like, a moment where it was, like, well, I don't need to, like, tell people my story. Like, I don't have to explain, like, myself to people. I thought it was going to be that kind of moment. But, like, they just straight up did not ask her about anything. So, like, she was just not going to give out this information, you know?
Yeah.
Even though I feel like it probably would have been better.
Yeah.
But that's okay. They fight. She takes away their weapons. Of course, Crosshair just goes to his freaking sniper.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just fight her.
I love that martial arts fight scene. She totally kicked all their butts.
Yeah.
It was so, and Hunter was like, we've taken down worse. Like, really, like, baby girl, no, you haven't.
No.
Like, not a Asajj Ventress. They were really confident. And, but watching that first fight scene was really good. And then they get their guns back. And she pulls out the lightsaber and she's like, okay. And it was like, kind of wanted to see that, but it was also way funnier to cut back to just, like, they're all done. Like,
yeah.
It was just like, that was perfect.
Yeah, no, that was good. I was worried that Omega was going to come. Like, that's the thing. Omega did come in to her, like, literally beating them all. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know.
No, she's force-choking Wrecker. Yeah, she's got a lightsaber to Hunter's throat.
Yeah, that's
Crosshair's down.
Yeah. Like, I was worried that Omega was going to come in and be like, get out. Like, I don't want your help, like, blah, 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 blah. But especially because the Bad Batch were still being like, she's evil. Like, how dare she fight us fairly? How dare she? Like, I was worried that was going to happen. And that was just going to be the end of it. And I was like, why? But it was okay. And Omega was still, like, eager to learn from her, and eager to find out more stuff about herself, and just to give people second chances, again, because that's what she does best. It usually works out, so.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the third test was they went out on a boat, and she was trying to connect with the Force out there, and I really like that. Especially because, you know, we know Omega, whether it's the Force or not, has such a great connection with animals, like with Batcher and stuff. So it was cool to see that. And see, I love when Asajj, some of the mentors, but the best part was when, well, first of all, like, you know, Crosshair, Hunter and Wrecker have their little binoculars and they're watching. And Crosshair just straight up has the gun. He's like, he's ready. Like,
I the fact that she literally knew, and the fact that Wrecker had, I don't know if we're gonna post this video, but that's fine, because Wrecker has the thing literally on her, and he's like, yeah, we're watching you, and she just, like, just, like, stares at them, and I was like...
So, have you ever seen that, I see it on TikTok every once in a while, but it's like a video of someone playing some video game, I don't know what game it is, but they, like, zoom in on these, like, cult people around a fire. He, like, takes a picture of the flash. That's what it was. Flash, that's literally, like, what it was.
They start running over.
Yeah, but there's no... But, like, they all just, like, turn. But, like, there was no flash. She's new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that was so funny.
This episode was so, like... I loved it so much. Like, I loved just seeing Ventress again. It was exciting. But it was also, like, such a great reminder of how, like, awesome her character is. Like, she's just, you know, like, obviously, like, there's, like, these deep layers to her and this beautiful story, but she's also just so much fun to watch. Like, she's hilarious, she's funny, like, she's badass, like, she's, like... She's
interesting.
Yeah, like, just her being on screen just, like, ups the level.
She is slaying, girl bossing, boots the house down, mama, I'm deceased.
Yes. And she's great, and I really liked her... interactions with Omega. I think that's something I always appreciate about her character in the Clone Wars, especially, like, post-Night Sister stuff, is this clear compassion she always has for young girls and young women. Like, with the... I can't remember her name, but that little, like, princess girl in that episode with Boba, or, like, with Ahsoka. And seeing that again with Omega was really sweet. Yeah. And, I just love her.
Yeah. No, she's great. And then, you know, she's still training her. I think it's funny when, you know, Omega's just, like, smiling at her because she's like, you stayed. You like us. So, and then she's like, stop smiling. It's uncanny. It's so cute. I love it.
She's, oh my gosh. Yeah, and the boat and Asajj explaining kind of the Force to her was really sweet, and especially because, I mean, you know, being training with the dark side for so long, like, a lot of Asajj's character was about a more twisted relationship with the Force, a more abusive relationship with the Force, and seeing her embrace... sort of, like, the more light side, the connectedness of nature and all living things. I don't know if she considers herself a Jedi again, I doubt it. But, you know, more like a Jedi, more in tune with the light side. Was really cool, especially, like, when, with the creature, when she calms it with the Force and reaches out to it and connects with it that way. And it was, like, a perfect, like, counter-parallel to, in Dark Disciple, when she, you know, there's that big creature and she gets Voss to kill it, but instead of, you know, to try and get him with the dark side, for her to, like, take that step to make the point to be, to show it kindness and to connect with it with compassion was amazing, and such a lovely attention to detail. And it was, like, because I know a lot of people are like, oh, like, are they retconning Dark Disciple? What's going on? And I think, to me, the inclusion of that scene, to me, felt very... first of all, they said, this connects with Dark Disciple, hold your horses. But also, like, I feel like the inclusion of this scene was such a purposeful, like, reference to Dark Disciple, in my opinion, that it was, like, quelled any fears, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, even if they weren't saying that.
Yeah, and I think kind of very close to what you were saying, like, she does summon, like, she's, like, in tune with the, like, the nature around her, and she's, like, she has, like, all the, like, kind of, like, sea pancakes, the glowing sea pancakes kind of moving around, and that was really cute. And, you know, they're harmless and stuff, but then, you know, the big giant scary monster comes over, and then Omega's like, did you summon that too? And she's like, not intentionally. And I think like, even though it is a little scary, I think that So I like how you explain things about shows and stuff and their connections. So I'm going to sound really bad, but big scary monster act like darkness and mm-hmm. bad stuff in the Force, you know, dark side. But also monster is not really dark side because monster is also just another creature. Mm-hmm. And, like, instead of her killing it, like you said, she just, like, is in tune with it and just mm-hmm. has a better relationship with it. Kind of like when she's kind of trying to battle between dark side and light side, but now mm-hmm. she's just side, you know?
Right. Well, it's such a, you know, because I think she's too complex of a character to just be like, I'm good now, you know, like... Or be like, I'm good, but I'm also a little bit mean, but I'm good. You know, like, she, you know, so it's thing is interesting. It was very much, to me, it read like there's still the monster she summoned back, and, like, there still is this darkness within her. It's going to take longer to kind of start to root that out. But she is in balance with it, and she's able to kind of calm it and control it in a way that she couldn't before. Like, she was always a very, like, early Clone Wars Ventress. Lost a lot, and the reason she usually lost is she got very angry and she lost her focus and became reckless. And she, you know, even with the batch, like, you know, I feel like an older Ventress or younger Ventress, I guess, Ventress of old would get like super angry and scream and yell and kill. And that's, you know, that's cool when she does that, but it's not really, I was going to say something. I forgot what word I was going to use.
Useful.
I can't words. Useful, not, yeah. That's not the word, but yeah, useful.
I know exactly but, what word you're talking about, but I have no idea what it is right now.
Constructive? That's not it, but it's something like that.
Yeah.
But it's not useful. But this was a Ventress who, they were throwing all this around, throwing a pair of past at her, which had to sting, and she was still very chill. Like, she didn't even throw the first punch. Like, they came after her, and she was like, all right, bet, and, like, pulled the guns away, and was fighting, and, you know, it was only when they got their guns back that she was like, all right, well, now I get the lightsaber. Uh-huh. And so it's very interesting. She also, I'm curious on how she knows Fennec. Like, I would assume it's something, like, is she still bounty hunting? But the
besties.
Capacity, what's she doing? Besties?
Besties.
For sure. The Fentress besties.
They like, literally afterwards, they're like, oh my god, and then Wrecker did this? Like, oh,
I know, and then Fennec's like, oh my gosh, I know, and, like...
He's such a moron!
Fennec's like, did you fight Hunter? And she's like, yeah, he threw a knife at me. Oh my gosh, he always does that!
Exactly. I think that's how it is.
They're
I don't
getting
know how
brunch.
They met, but yes, they're getting brunch.
There's, like, a... So, like, you know, I've talked about the pilot mom brunch with... Hera, Shara, and the other one. Hera, Shara, and Nora, they get pilot mom brunch. Uh-huh. I think there's, like, a bounty hunter ladies, like, dinner. So you got, yes. like, Ventress, Fennec, Aura Sing can come, but she can't be weird. Lots Rosie's there. Like, it's, you know.
Can Zam go?
Well, Zam's dead, but as if she wasn't, yeah.
Dang it!
I guess... She can come. Actually, Ventress resurrected her, too.
Okay.
And was like, Ventress is like, I can't be the only bad bitch wearing purple out here.
Exactly.
Well, she doesn't wear purple anymore, but, you know, the vibes.
Okay. Yes.
Spiritually, she wears purple.
Purple girls. Yeah, no. That would be great. I was gonna say something. I just love Asajj. She's just so cool.
Yeah. I also really liked...
It's not me. And I am not her, but she's still great, and I love her for that.
I also really like the very on-the-nose parallels brought between her and Crosshair with, you know, when the Batch is like, Omega, you don't understand, she's done bad stuff. And she's like, hello?
genocide? What is that?
Crosshair?
Who cares? Yeah.
And, yeah, just in general, her interactions with Omega were very sweet, and her interactions with the Bad Batch were hilarious. Like, again, Hunter being like, we've taken on worse. It's like, I don't think you have.
No,
I don't know what's, in Separatist era, I don't know what's worse than Ventress. Like, I wouldn't say he's worse, but like maybe Grievous would be on par. But y'all did not take down Grievous, so
nope.
So yeah. It's like,
I don't know.
I would really want to know what Hunter was referring to, because I really want to know what he thought was worse than Ventress. Because he's very wrong. He's very wrong.
Yeah. Maybe a little bit wrong.
He's very wrong.
No, okay. We have to talk about it. I was hoping and praying because of Dark Disciple, right? Mm-hmm. Dark Disciple, Voss, okay. This has been out for a long time, and even I have read the book. If I have read the book, everyone should be definitely reading the book, okay? Like, you know, like, all of the High Republic, yes, every book should be read. But if I took the time out of my life to read this, anyway. So, Voss and Asajj have this... It's not, I don't want to say it's toxic, but it's a little toxic in the beginning. And then form a beautiful relationship, like, afterwards, during their missions and stuff. And, like, it's beautiful, it's gorgeous, it is so my mom and dad, right? Beautiful. So, in my head, I was like, there's no way, like, she has a man. Even though she, like... is resurrected, she has a man. She's loyal. She's going back to her man. She's going back to her man, right? So everyone knows this. Apparently, unbeknownst to me, because I was just I didn't say it out loud, because I was like, there's no way. I don't want to put this out into the world. They want to ship Asajj and Crosshair.
Hey,
and listen. Look, I understand. They're tall, both dark, brooding, like, negative people. So, like, I get it, I think. She has a man. I have to announce, she's taken. She's in a relationship. Her Facebook says relationship. And also, I wish Zoe told me while recording.
The reaction was good. I should have waited. I couldn't wait. That was my bad.
But that's fine. But I've been informed that their ship name, because every ship needs to have a name, of course. Did we have one for Asajj and Voss?
I've called it Vostress. I don't know if it's big enough to have a thing. I don't know how many people read. I'm gonna look it up right now. Vostress. Okay. Is that a thing? Ahaha!
It is?
I'm not the only one to call it Vostress. I mean, I don't know if anything is an official name.
Yeah, no, that's fair. But, like, it's, like, well, they're not official, but they're, like, you know, they're out there. So instead of a normal thing, kind of like that, no.
Someone,
apparently...
I have someone calling it Quintress.
Quintress? Sounds like Pinterest.
Quintessentially Quintress. That seems to be a thing, too. I like Vostress better. I like the V's.
Yes, that's fair.
Being consistent, personally.
Their name is Asshair!
Not Voss Adventurous. Crosshair.
No! Why? Why?
Hear me out, okay? It's funny.
But it's even better because I don't like that ship.
So it's ass here.
But for the people that are... So I'm asking everyone, for everyone who's actually into this ship, are you calling it ass hair? Like, dead ass, you know? I need to know.
Because Crisage is an option, and that's good, too. You know, I don't ship it. Mostly because you'll bite my head off, I think. But, you gotta give him points for when he, like, was being a gentleman and giving her his hand, yes. Getting on the ship. Points out. Also, Wet Hair Ventress was top tier. Wet Hair Ventress is top tier.
Very good. I understand. That's why I said I understand. Tall, both tall, like brooding, negative, like ex-genocide-y, like murdery people that are now getting both having second chances with Omega specifically. Like, I mean, you know, Asajj didn't need a second chance with her, but like, you know, Omega. But ass hair.
Yeah.
So, and that's the other thing is the name, when you told me, that was like not even like in my furthest dreams. It wasn't anywhere. I would have never, even if I was trying to figure out a ship name for them, I would never think of ass hair.
Yes. It's funny too, because it's like, this doesn't really say your name. It should be Osshair. But like
silly haha.
It's funnier.
Goofy. That is so silly. I need to call my dad. I need to call my dad and tell him.
You gotta tell him on a podcast. That's what you have to do.
Well, he's gonna listen to our podcast. He listens to our podcast religiously. Once it comes out, he listens.
I thought you were recording his, like, in an hour, like, tonight.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
It's not gonna be out that fast.
You're right. I'm also worried that he's gonna somehow know it.
He is on the Twitters. Like, he is on the Twitters. That's where I saw it, so.
Yeah. But he probably, here's the other thing, he'd probably be like, no, we shouldn't talk about that on the podcast. It's inappropriate. That's inappropriate. And then I could say, Uno reverse, you told me I could start swearing when I started paying bills. I am a bill payer now. Unfortunately.
I'm like scrolling through his Twitter to see if he replied to any ass hair stuff. He did not. So maybe he's unaware.
So I have the upper hand here. I have the element of surprise.
He's got to spring it on him.
Yes.
Check out the Rogue Rebels podcast to hear Sal hear about this.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other things. I didn't notice this myself. It's been pointed out to me on the internet. But there is a shot of the three Bad Batch members, and they leave an open spot for Crosshair, like between Hunter and or for Tech, between Hunter and Crosshair. Also, the use of the Bad Batch theme was amazing. I mean, they were getting their butts absolutely kicked. So, like, that kind of diminished it a little bit. But it was really exciting. Like, oh my gosh, they're working all together again. Mostly because Tech's dead. But, like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And, you know, and they're also getting their butts kicked by Ventress. So, yeah. It's like, yeah. I'm going to be totally honest. I know this is a Bad Batches show. I was rooting for Ventress. Like, I wanted to kill him. And I didn't think she would. Like, she's beyond that now. But it was, like, I was like, get them, girl. They're underestimating you. Get them, get their butts.
I wish I had the... Not, hold on, what's the word? I wish I had, like, when a character, like, progresses in their, like, life and, like, does better in life. Or not really. Yeah, I wish I had the same, like, grown development as she has. Because I could not. My anger issues, I would just start, just going at him. Especially with how strong Asajj really is, and how much she's holding back from these guys. Honestly, for Omega's sake, she just met this kid. I could never. But, mm-hmm. Good on her. Good. I'm so proud of her. From over here.
Yeah, and it's, I don't know, part of me is like, you know, I wonder if she does feel any guilt when it comes to clones. Because they were, you know, so much of her character was realizing that she was just a little pawn and in the game. And, like, she was just really manipulated into getting swept up in all of this. Like, she even said in this episode, like, we all lost. Like, there was no winners in the Clone Wars, right? And that's been, like, the repeated thing. And, you know, the clones, I would say more so than anyone else, very much, I mean, everyone was, like, a little pawn victim of the Clone Wars. Like, the clones more so than anyone else were. And so, and, you know, and she played, she killed a lot. She killed a lot of clones. And she attacked Kamino and all this stuff. So I wonder if she does feel any amount of guilt with that.
I mean, I think so. I mean, and she literally said that, like, when Omega came back, he was like, you know, she was, like, an assassin and, like was the enemy during the war. And she's like, well, we were, honey, we were both pawns. We were both used.
Yeah.
Like, while technically you were on the good side, we both lost. And the Empire is, like, now literally widow we the worst. So, like, I like that she says that. She, like, literally just straight up says that, because she's definitely thought about this for a long time and still thinks about it. And just, like, you know, Crosshair and stuff.
Yeah, well,
or
and
just, like, clones in general, like, with the, like, Rex with Kanan. Like, you know, Rex is like, no, we did do bad stuff, but that wasn't our faults.
Yeah.
But we still did bad stuff, sorry.
And, yeah, well, and she's, yeah, and she's in an interesting position where she kind of realized that before anyone else, too. Like, not necessarily the full scale of it, but she kind of got the first taste of that, before anyone else did. Her and, like, Maul and, you know, a couple others. So it is really interesting, and yet it does make me wonder. I assume she's linked up with Voss.
Like, I hope so. I was hoping for a slight mention, like, not of, like, hey, do you know my man Quinlan Voss, like, full name? But I was, like, kind of wondering if she was gonna be like, yeah, like, because she talks about Omega needing training, or at least needing training to figure out about how, like, her high M count, because she lied. She lied to Omega and said, like, no, you don't have high M count. Like, sorry. But she tells, you know, his name is escaping me. Tattoo Face.
Hunter?
Hunter Crosshair, like, if she has a high M count. But, like, she needs to be trained for stuff like that to even, like, matter, really. And I was thinking that she was going to say, like, yeah, like, she, because she says, like, she needs to go away. Like, training would mean leaving. But I was hoping she would be like, but I know a guy. Mm-hmm. And, like, that was it. Like, just something like that. Then I'd be like, Dad, look!
I wonder if that'll be, like, a more end of the show thing. Like, if the show ends somehow with Omega maybe deciding to leave the Batch or go with Ventress or anything like that, if we'll see it more that way.
Yeah, we see him in his Gala Voss costume, too. Like, that's how it shows up. It's like, sorry, I just left a Gala really quick. Sorry.
And this is the exact, just for reference, is the exact same outfit I wore to my other Gala several years ago.
Yeah, like, let me give you a little spin. It's
let
great,
let me do a 360.
Right?
I'll T-pose for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, I wonder if they're saving it for that. You know, or even not in this show. You know, I've been thinking about Tales of the Jedi. It's supposed to come out this year. It's like, could we see Ventress and or Voss get episodes in Tales of the Jedi? I still want Sabine and Kanan, personally, but I wouldn't mind some Ventress. So, yeah, it'll be good.
Anything they give us, hopefully, even a mention of Voss, that would be cool. And also, I honestly, because with, you know, how they say, like, certain stuff was changed in Tales of the Jedi, or, like, even in other shows where they kind of change certain stories and stuff, I don't care. Just give me the content. Just give me their content. I'll be happy. It'll be fine. And I know someone else that would be very, very happy about it. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see some questions get answered, but in the meantime, I'm just very excited that we got Asajj back, and that her story will be able to continue, and her growth will be able to continue, and We'll see some Voss and maybe the Jedi Path some more. Mm-hmm. And, all that fun stuff. And, you know, and maybe they'll get to cross paths with Cal Kestis, because he was hanging out with the Path a little bit, and Seer and all those people. Meryn, oh my god, Night Sister buddies! Meryn and Asajj, holy crap.
Lots of... She's like, force wield, like, they're just... Night Sisters are so cool.
They're the best.
Yes.
And, yeah, I'm very excited for the doors it opens up for the future, but also for what we got to see about Omega specifically, but the rest of the batch and their kind of relationships to all these things, and what this does mean.
Yes. Believe that it's a podcast.
I believe that is a podcast.
A wild podcast.
A wild, very wild
podcast. A little wild.
So, if you want to find Star Wars Geek Girl, just go to StarWarsGeekGirl.com for blog articles and quizzes and all those sorts of things. And then on Twitter and Instagram, we're at SWGeekGirl, and Facebook is Star Wars Geek Girl. If you're looking for me specifically, I'm on Instagram and TikTok at Spectre_5. And on Twitter is at Azoika.
For the Rogue Rebels, there's TheRogueRebels.com. Instagram and TikTok at The Rogue Rebels. Twitch at Rogue Rebels. Podcast, wherever you're listening to Star Wars Geek Girl. Facebook page, The Rogue Rebels. Twitter at Rogue Rebels Fam. And I have a TikTok, but it's empty. So maybe later.
Maybe later. All right, thank you so much for listening to Zoe. To Zoe.
To Zoe? Oh, Zoe.
Just me. They can't actually hear you.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you so much for listening to Star Wars Geek Girl. I was Zoe.
I was Lizzie.
May the Force be with you, and goodbye.
Bye-bye.